Hey guys, it's Wednesday, and we are heading into a new book of the Bible, another short book called Philippians. And this is actually the next book in your Bible after Ephesians. So as most of you know, we're going through the New Testament this year in chronological order. So we do skip around a little bit differently than what your Bible is laid out with. But this is the very next one after Ephesians. We did Ephesians 6 yesterday, and Philippians is known as the book of joy. And I think people call it that because there's the word joy or a different derivative of the word joy 16 times in this short book. It was written by Paul, again, from prison and presumably from the same Roman prison as he wrote Ephesians and Colossians. And there's several different purposes he wrote it. He wrote it to thank the people of Philippi, which is where we get Philippians. The people who lived in Philippi were called Philippians, to thank them for sending a gift to him in prison. He also lets them know how he's doing, and he encourages them. He calls for unity and humility in the church, and he even warns them about a certain group of people in this book called Philippians. So basically, it's a missionary thank you letter with an update on how he's doing. So the interesting thing about the citizens of Philippi, they were also considered citizens of Rome. So it was a Roman colony, you could say. And they were really proud to follow Roman traditions, even dressed the way that Romans dressed. And so Paul, I think, takes this into mind in the way that he writes to them. So today in chapter 1, he starts with just great encouragement. He gives us a lesson about that sometimes God allows us to go through things that are difficult that actually advance the gospel. If I look down here at verse 12 to 14, he says, "Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear." Isn't that cool that Paul takes, he's chained up in a prison, in a Roman prison, and he says, but look, God is using this to shine light in a dark place, even to the prison guards. And that people have become more confident in their relationship with the Lord and even more bold to proclaim the gospel, even though there could be a heavy price to pay like there was for Paul. I hope that's encouraging to you today. Paul finishes up by saying that he's ready to go to heaven. And then you kind of see him kind of arguing with himself here today. I want to go to heaven. I'm ready to go to heaven, but I know that God is not done with me here. He even says the words, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. So he's kind of wrestling back and forth with, he's ready to see Jesus. He's already met Jesus in Acts chapter 9. But that was the resurrected Christ. He's ready to go be with him. He's ready to be in heaven. And I'm sure at times in that prison cell, he got tired. He got discouraged. But you'd never know it in this letter to the Philippians, because he knows that God still has a plan, even when he doesn't understand. Hopefully that's something to encourage you with today. I'll be back with you tomorrow for Philippians chapter 2.